Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Please note that by listening to this podcast, you are consenting to being shocked, riled up, and quite possibly appalled. But why stop now? Welcome to Loose Lips with me, Samira Mighty.
And me, Georgie Porter. We are your weekly dose of honesty, giving you a fresh new take on the stories of the week.
Now, you may have had a pretty wild weekend and think the Monday hangover is making you hear things, but there's no need to worry. Yes, it's different. We're very excited to be here and we've got quite the debut episode lined up. Loose Lips is back. The same honesty you love, but just with a new flavour. This week, find out what made Georgie say this.
Written? I'd be like, excuse me, that's my man and now you're in a bed with him. No. And what made Samira say this?
That would be when it's downhill, no offence to you or anything. No, but that is when it goes downhill. Brand new podcast friends.
Yeah, podcast friends.
That sounds bad because in theory you say contract friends.
And you never see them again.
Never see them again.
Do you unfollow them on Instagram?
Yeah.
Oops. Just mute so they don't know.
Exactly. No, I unfollow because I'm savage.
Yeah, that's good. I think I might start.
Anyway, this is dark.
So anyway, podcast friends.
Yeah.
We will not unfollow each other. Do we follow each other?
I followed you the other day, but...
Have I followed...
I'm not sure. I don't check. No offense.
I am going to look and follow you right now.
I think I did. Literally a week ago, I just followed you. But why would you see? Because you've got followers, innit?
Yeah. I'm not doing it now. We're doing podcast.
Sorry.
Sam, so what have you been up to?
I just don't do much, though. I don't.
But also,
to be fair, I'm in my house a lot. And yeah. I do a lot, like, obviously, a lot just... through our phone is our work, isn't it?
Yes.
So true. What can you do? So I just lay in bed and watch RuPaul.
Do you know what I have really come to like understand and love?
Which?
At an older age right now, is learning to live in my house a bit.
I know what you mean. Do to you not know? Feel like it's... Sometimes I go into my house and I feel like I'm in a hotel suite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. Like, what do I do? Oh, do I go into the kitchen now?
I don't know. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I love lying around in my like hallway and just like...
Hallway?
Do you know what I mean? You forget to hang out in your hallway. Sometimes I just sit on my stairs and go,
hi.
I've got stairs. Yeah.
You feel more like, if you've got stairs in your house, you're an adult man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I am. I'm really fully fledged adult now.
I did a full day of cleaning.
Did
which
you?
Is very exciting. But I never do it. And you know when you get up and you're like, right, come on. I didn't even eat for the whole day because I wanted to go through.
Because you are hardcore.
Yeah.
I love those
10
days.
Hours.
Yes.
And I just did it and I was so proud of myself. Then the next day, room fucked.
I'm impressed.
I was like, yeah. Great. Oh.
Do you know I do those things where I go so hardcore cleaning that I'll hoover the walls?
Yeah, that's...
Do you know when you go... When you
that
think,
is messed
oh, I've
up.
Never done this before. I'm just going to hoover this wall.
What, with the little round bit, not the full-on...
Oh, with the fluffy bit, with the...
Oh, fine, but
the,
like,
the fringe.
Girl, you need a cleaner because your walls must be dirty.
Need to be sucked off.
Yeah. Screw.
Do you know what else I did? Like a home vibe thing. I don't know whether... People should do this.
What?
Like a home kit testing...
Oh, right.
Yeah. For, you know...
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I've never done it, but I've had...
You've never been tested?
No. Well, I have. Jesus.
Oh, thank God.
But I've never had a home...
I was going to have words with you then.
Yeah, a home kit one.
Kit. Do you know what? It's incredible. And obviously for people, if you're not getting it, it's for like your sex test certain thing. So, like, I did it at home because obviously sometimes going to the place is quite embarrassing, isn't it?
No, it
like,
is. I no.
Yeah.
I just go to the doctors.
Yeah.
Like, to my actual doctors.
You do. You get a big old swab test. Well, so I got it, like, delivered. It's so easy.
So what comes in it?
Well, you have to, like, a needle.
Yep.
Crazy weird. You have to prick your finger, and then you have to squeeze your blood into this vial right? I know it's kind of weird, but I could not get blood to my hand. I had to swing it round. Like,
you're
really
a vampire.
Yeah, but there was like literally blood all over my friend's bathroom, and I had to probably had to hoover the walls after.
And scrub the flipping floors with like varnish, mate.
Yeah, but then it was so good.
Well, like, I hope it comes back the way you want.
Thank you. I hope so too. I stuck it in a little post box and off it went.
Off it went. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you. Anyway.
That has been my week.
We've had a fun week, mate. Love Island is back.
Yes.
Obsessed. Are you though?
Well.
But are you though?
Now, you know what? Do you know what I just...
And it's winter Love Island.
So it's different. It's not the same. It's not the same really, is it?
I mean, I can't...
It feels... I'm cold at home. I'm cold watching it.
I'm freezing.
Yeah, like they're in bikinis and stuff and I'm like, doesn't really make sense.
To me as well, like... It just looks like a complete different villa. I mean, the villa looks unreal. Oh my God, that villa.
Are you gutted you weren't in this one? Or do you think the other one was cute? Like,
I preferred my villa. I mean, I've not been in the other one, but I preferred mine because it was like, you know what? You were in Spain.
Yeah.
You knew that's where Love Island was.
Yeah.
And you've got all like the... I don't know. It's just like, you see it on TV before and you're like walking. You're like, that's one of the realisations when I walked in the first time. I thought...
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's the fire pit.
Yeah, that's where you've seen it on telly.
Yeah, that's the thing
it.
There.
Yeah.
And so this one, I'm like, I don't recognise it. It looks like a complete different show to me. Completely.
Where's the toilet? What's your coordinates? Which way am I facing? Am I facing north? I don't know.
Exactly, girl. And everyone, I thought everyone looked so good. I thought to myself, I said to my boyfriend the other day, damn it, why didn't I make much more effort in that show, man? I look disgusting compared to them.
They were slick.
They were slick.
I mean,
we were sweating. Me and Danny sat on those bean bags that you had to switch over every 2 minutes because you've got
sweating
so much. Sat there looking red, roasting. I was dark. You know, these guys are flipping.
Well, they're not like sunburnt yet or anything.
No, they're
so
not.
They're early stages of makeup still, like, aren't they? And they're still like, you know, glowing from the plane. It's very early days.
It's just different. But also Laura Whitmore.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Bless her.
I like her. She's fresh. It's like,
she's cute.
There's more things to say, I think. She's got more interest in it, maybe.
You know what? It's just because it's new to her. She's really, you know, if it's a new job and it's a big boost to fill, it is Caroline Flack.
Yeah,
she's the face of Love Island.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And I think it's more like a thing of like, oh my gosh, like I've really got to put effort into this. Not like she's doing it, she's done it every year. So it's kind of like, not like laid back, but it's she's comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's obviously quite scary for her as well, but she's doing a great job. I haven't seen her much in it.
No.
Again, obviously, for me, different show.
Of course.
It's just different.
It's not the same for you
it's
at all,
not the
is
same.
It? No. Well,
but like, yeah.
But I'm still watching it. I'm still.
I have not watched it.
Have you not? So you don't know?
It's really different when you've been in the show to watching it. Like, it's just... It feels inside. I can't explain it. I mean, last year when I came out the villa and I watched the next year, I was like, no way. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
But this time I'm more settled, but I don't feel like I need to watch it.
Do you feel like it regurgitates the same things?
Big word. Jeez, well done.
I don't know where it came from. Like, and it was sickening. Like, a sickening,
sickening
word.
What do you mean?
Like it just does the same thing. Like, you think, oh, this is that person.
I feel like as well, like, the more the years go on, people aren't going in there just to have a good time and find love, but also just like general good time. Like, I can see who has gone in there for followers and fame.
Oh, that upsets me.
But I would. Like, think about it now, right? I've seen like six or whatever, five seasons of Love Island.
Yeah.
I work in an office and I'm like, you know what? If I go to Love Island, I'm going to come out and I'm going to have millions of followers and a brand deal. And probably if I get with that guy and that person, then maybe I might have a little argument with that person.
Yeah.
100%, I could be popular. I'd make myself to the final. I would know now how to get to the final. 100%. I feel like our year, not saying anything about these guys because I've not really watched it. Our year, we just like, we were there for fun.
Yeah, that's
and
what
it was.
You can
2 days
well,
in,
can
it was so fun.
But you know, for example, like you just said, someone working in an office, like Mike in there, he's a policeman.
I actually like Mike.
But when he arrests people, are people going to go, you're on Love Island, you can't arrest me?
He won't go back to his job.
So exactly. So I feel like I'd love for people to go back to their jobs.
I mean, some of them do, though, to be fair, because I just think it's just like their life's not made for Instagram and stuff like that. So they're like, oh.
I'd love to do the celebrity one if there is one.
Yeah, that would be good.
I would love it. My mum would be like, no, you would fall in love and it would have be sex again, though.
It would be so different. I think yeah. that would be when it's downhill, no offense yeah. to you or anything. No, but that is when it goes
honesty.
Downhill.
There's one thing you and me do not shy away from each other is our honesty to
no,
each other.
No, trust me, I don't lie. But they also have twins, which is like so
twins.
Weird.
If I touch my blonde hair ever in my life, like, punch me in the face.
Apparently they do it all the time.
It is a
as in like someone who was it Nick Grimshaw tweeted something like, do these guys have nits? I was like, I'm dead.
I read that was the funniest thing I heard, because I have never seen some girls touch their hair and it's put me off putting my hair down. Like,
it's you know what it is as well though, it's a comfort thing.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable to keep having those chats. And they're obviously just very like...
Yeah, but it's doubled. So you see two of it. So
yeah,
it's like
I can't.
Four pieces of hair just being stroked at constant times.
I just can't. I mean, I don't know much about them. All I know is that they stole some man's.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they go in there and they steal the man's in their silky little dresses. But that's what gets me. I love this show. Also,
it's just so random. It's like, hi.
Yeah, but then they're not even scared.
I would be threatened if I was in there with two twins.
Threatened? I'd be like, excuse me, that's my man. And now you're in a bed with him. No.
A little, not threatened, but you'd be a bit like, there's two of you. Like,
yeah.
And they're exactly the same.
They're the same.
You're the same. And they're the same person.
Do you know what made me laugh? And I can't unsee it. And I don't know how to say this. You know White Chicks?
Oh, God. The memes. The memes.
The memes.
I've seen the memes.
I live for the memes. The memes. I watch the show and then go straight to Twitter. Like, honestly.
But that's what I do. Like, yeah. I heard that yesterday's episode was really boring towards the end it picked up. And I was like, that's why I didn't watch it. I go on Twitter. I saw all the little 10-second clips. Yeah. And I'd got the whole app.
Yeah.
So thank you, Twitter. Do you know what I mean?
Still, I love it.
But the ratings have gone down as well.
Yeah. So why do you think this is? Just because, do you think it's the time of the year?
Time of the year, people going back to work.
Yeah.
It's cold.
It's cold.
People going to bed at 9.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you got work early and you're trying to still get over Christmas.
Yeah. And also, I think you need a year to fully be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Love Island is on in the summer.
Yeah.
The summer, everyone's hot, everyone's out in a pub talking about it. It's like now it's just like you're in eating your ramen tempeh noodles because you've got your tax
you're
bill at the end
own,
of the month.
You're on your own trying to talk to people about it. And
do you know what I mean?
You're on your own. Yeah.
I don't know, it's just different.
It is, it feels different.
But it might pick up, but I...
But then usually I don't
I'm
watch...
not excited about it, I'm not going to lie. Well, I was really trying to give it like... the benefit of doubt, and I can't anymore.
Well, no, but I don't even usually watch it until like 6 episodes in.
Oh,
until
yeah.
it's all settled and everyone's left who wants to leave and do that and do this and
what,
then...
So you watch it when people are in love? I hate that.
Yeah.
Even on my year when I came out, I didn't even watch the end of mine. Because it was boring. I was like, oh, well done, this you're is... in love.
I want them to find love. That's my whole point of watching it. Like, I would
fall
in love immediately.
Drama.
I'd be like, really?
Drama. I live for the drama.
Yeah, stealing the man's.
No, but you just live for it. If you're not in it, but you live. Why am I going to watch two people, like, talk about marriage when, you know, they're going to come out and,
it's
like...
It's been 3 days.
Honey, do you know what I mean? 3 hours.
But I still believe in love.
Oh.
Some people are married now.
Yeah,
they?
Olivia and Alex.
Yeah, see?
They're so happy.
Oh, cute.
Cara and Nathan.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
I would go in there and be like, I love you immediately.
And then they'd go, I see you. Bye-bye.
We'll be back with more news and letters from the listeners after this.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back. Now, before we were recording, we were having a little chat, weren't we?
Yeah.
And this has made me howl. our weird crushes.
Like, yeah. Weird things that you shouldn't really have a crush on, but
no.
But your little guilty pleasure of like, damn.
And like, even from when you were young, like way back.
Yeah.
So like, the weird crush of this week, go on, you say yours, because yours is...
Well, I've got a couple, but like, say cartoony is definitely Milo from Tweenies. Even though he's not a cartoon, he's a puppet.
Milo's
Peng.
Now.
He is cute.
Please explain to me what age or when did you find
this
out?
You know what? I used to watch Tweenies all the time. Never Teletubbies girl, never any of that.
Yeah.
And like, it was like, I got the Tweenies Christmas, like, what is it? Tweenies Christmas.
Duvet set?
No, like the little video where it's like, Tweenies Christmas video, like.
Yeah, carol singing.
Yeah, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Goes to Christmas, meets Santa. And I thought, you know what?
You are fancying.
You are hot. You are. It's the little hair.
He's
got that
about
bad boy behaviour. I know
he's
he has ADHD.
He's a child though, no?
But he looks like, you know what? You don't know what he's going to like when he's older, innit?
Yeah, he was obviously going to be really fit.
It's just everything about him.
He's got swag. Do you think he's like,
and he's going,
hey!
And you'd be like, oh my God, you're crazy like me. But like, yeah, it's weird and I still think it. You think it too.
I've never really crossed my mind. Mine was Disney-wise or like cartoon-wise. Mine was Jafar from Aladdin.
What is that again?
Like the bad guy.
Yeah, Peng.
The tash and the beard.
Yeah, really hot.
Do you remember when Jasmine like tickled his beard? I would get feels as a kid. Like probably that was when I first realised that, you know, when you get like sexual feelings. I know it's weird and
I'd like to go under his cloak.
Confessing, yes, if he got his big old staff stick thing and just point me to the direction.
Did he have a parrot or some sort of something on his shoulder?
Yeah, that parrot.
Something.
I'd flick that off and be like, see ya.
It's mine.
My time.
You know who I actually thought about the other day? He's not really a character, but he's like made up.
Yeah.
What's his name? Fred from Scooby-Doo. Peng. Oh my God. He is
the blonde
dream.
One.
He is stunning.
He's beautiful.
You know what?
He
goes out with Daphne and I was always fuming.
He loves a geek.
I was like, no, Daphne's the really pretty one.
Oh,
are you telling me that Fred's going to go for Velma?
Oh, I thought that's what made me like him even more then.
Velma just like was just there.
Oh, she was the glasses.
Yeah. And Shaggy.
Which
is mad. He's a stoner.
Oh.
I actually watched the Scooby-Doo, the real one, the other day. Scooby-Doo 2.
Yeah.
And like, they come out of a red carpet or something and they're like famous now in Scooby-Doo 2. And he goes, it's so funny all the things you watch when you're older.
Yes, and you now realise.
And he's got like weed signs on his jacket and he goes up to his fans and they all got a mist around him and they're like all eating cookies.
Oh,
and they're
gosh.
Like, and he's like, hey man.
That's
and I'm
a
like,
legal thing there, isn't
that
it?
That is mad. No, but like, that's a children's show.
That's a children's
show. But yeah, hot. His blonde hair.
He is. And he's bell bottoms. Like, how does he get away with all these things?
Yeah, he can do it, though, because it's Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
Oh.
Wow, what a man. That's it for our weird crushes this week, but we would love to hear all your weird crushes. So send them in all the usual ways, because we just love to hear them.
One of the main topics that we have to talk about is Megxit, as they're saying, that Harry and Meghan have decided to step down as senior members of the royal family.
Do you know what? Right.
Oh, God.
It's crazy, isn't it? I think it's crazy the build-up and so much attention around it as well. Like,
it's just so, it's like really, it's just so, what it's just so sad.
Yeah, like, I mean,
you know what? I think, you know what? They've done the best thing for themselves because they want to have a family. They don't want any of the pressures of, like, you know, what Meghan's scrutiny that she's got over the years is, like, crazy. Like,
but it's all mean stuff. Like, it's all mean.
Racist stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And you can't hide away from that, can you? Like, you see it, it's written down.
Yeah.
Like, in the beginning.
The Daily Mail things, if you look at, like, newspapers, if you put, like, headlines that Kate Middleton's had
and
Meghan have had, they're literally, like, opposites. Like, yeah. It's actually crazy.
And also, in the beginning, he even had to say to them, like, stop it. Stop doing this to my wife.
And this thing's happened to my mum, and, like, this is because of this. And
I do find that that is a major reason why, is because he's protecting his wife. Because why should he want, you know, even said, didn't he, you know, my mum was dying and those photographers taking pictures.
Yeah.
That type of thing. And I, to hear that, which is awful to hear, but you should hear that, because that's why, the reasons he's doing it and leaving. I think as well, the royal family is so historic. Like, how far back is the royal?
But it's old now.
It's
like,
so old.
Come on.
There's things now that are different, that we need to move with the times.
It's just,
and
the thing is
different
that, the Queen is so, she's so old fashioned. Yeah. I mean, you know, she's the Queen. I mean, she's so old, but
I mean, thinking of my grandma, she is her generation. My grandma was old fashioned.
Yeah.
She would not want to see me on a page 3in the newspaper in a bikini. She'd be like, why aren't you dancing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's, so there is those logic ways of the royal family thinking that.
And it's for the son as well, like Archie. I think that's one of the main reasons that they're doing it, because they don't want him to grow up in a world where his mum is like
constantly
on
hassled.
Every newspaper.
Yeah.
And you can see she looks broken, to be honest with you. I think she looks so frail, so like downcast, like she just looks so sad. And it's like, I just, she, you know, what people have also got to remember is that Harry did decide to go out with a movie star.
Yeah.
So like, she's an actress.
Yes. Her getting into a relationship with a husband should not have to have this fight with the rest of the world. Like, it should just be pure love. And he's chosen to be with her. Obviously, they've liked each other before we knew about it.
And like, some people don't get it, which is, like, annoys me. Like, I actually saw something on, is it This Morning with Phyllis Schofield and Holly Willoughby? And there was a lady that went on.
I didn't see this. I've missed this.
Did you hear about it?
On Twitter, it was just,
honestly, this lady who's, like, a, I don't know how you explain it, like, she stands up for like black rights and all that stuff, and like an activist in that. She was just explaining, like, I don't know, I'd only watched a clip, so I don't know who the other lady was, but she was just explaining the racism that Meghan's got and stuff like that, and like white privilege was the thing. But Philip Schofield said something like, I've never seen anything racist about Meghan. I've never read anything that could be wrong. And like, I was watching this and I was like, are you actually stupid?
Is that what's...
Yeah. First of all, don't bring someone like that on your show and then say that, because he's a really, really nice guy.
I love Philip Schofield. I love him.
It's come off so bad for him. Like, just don't say... And then the lady had to explain, saying, like, this is why I have to... is why I'm doing this, because you've just questioned saying that. And he said, I've never gone through racism. It's like, well, obviously you haven't. Do you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't say that.
She should be on more TV shows. It's like, obviously, the first time that she's been on there to explain this, which I find is disturbing, because that should not be a shock to go, why are we talking about this? It shouldn't be a shock conversation. It should have already been out
like,
there.
He should have really like thought about what he was going to say before he did that, because when I watched that, I was like, you know what? Like, nah, I don't even care. Like, I don't know you. So like, I was just like, that's one of the worst things you could say, because even like all people of all colours or ages and everything on Twitter were just like, oh, come on, Philip. Yeah. Because that was like the, like, you're so blindsided by it all when you know. And a lot of people are don't get it with Meghan and stuff like that, which is understandable, but they love the royal family.
But also, like, making moves and going to a different country is kind of just a stand. Like, he's making a stand for his wife and his family.
He's so brave. Like, he's going to still speak to his brother.
Of
like,
course. We're still
they have phones, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's not like, gone forever.
He's a piece. Like, he's a royal. He can literally, like, be like, I want to go to London now.
And how brave and how huge that they're going to go make their independent money. Like, they're going to go and do
amazing.
Their own thing. Like, I don't think it's snubbing the royal. I just think he's going, this is a new age and a new life, and
if I want to have a good life and not be stressed for my wife
independently, they're gonna go, what are they gonna do?
I don't know. She's doing a Disney movie.
She's
did
gonna
you see
act,
that video
surely.
Of him talking to the CEO of Disney, and he's
was
like,
that real? Because when
it's
I
real.
When I saw that, I thought, are they just putting words of what it is? Because I wanted to know that it
no,
was
it's real
words.
You can hear him saying it. He goes, oh, do you know, he says, do you know my wife's an actress? And he goes, he does like voiceovers. Yeah. She's like, oh, I didn't know that. And he was like, she's really interested in doing one of your movies. And it's like the cutest thing, because he's like, well, really, could you please try with
her? So then
her?
He's going to be her agent.
There we go. And that's how he gets his money, and so does she.
He's his PR and his agent.
Yeah, bless. But yeah, bless them. But thank you for listening to Loose Lips with Samira Mighty and Georgie Porter. We'll be back next Monday with our take on the week. But don't forget the bonus episode coming to you every Thursday too, you lucky thing.
You lucky guys.
So subscribe so you don't miss a thing and rate, review whilst you're there.
Tell your friends, we're in week one, and who doesn't love to be the smug one in your friendship group with all the recommendations?
Hey.
The podcast is about you too, so get involved by emailing looselipspod@gmail.com or send us a WhatsApp voice note to 07-395-346-101. Tag us on your socials with hashtag looselipspod.
You can find us at Samira Mighty and the Missy Porter. This is a Create podcast in collaboration with Intertalent Rights Group. See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.